Welcome to the Treasury of Solomon, where we go verse by verse through the book of Proverbs to find the wisdom that God has for us. Today's verse is Proverbs 1 and 17. It says, "Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird." This verse is the second argument of dissuasion that we're given in contrast to the enticements that the sinful band of highway robbers presented to their prospective recruits. This is an important verse, because it gets to the heart of the futility and the foolishness working beneath all the evil, all the deception, and all the lies. The wicked men that have gone down this dark path are setting for themselves a baited net that they themselves are going to fall into. The net is the entrapment of the path of the wicked, the life of crime and misery that they have to offer, and the birds are the wicked men. The birds aren't referring to the unsuspecting travelers. If they had seen the net being laid out for them, they would have had the wisdom to turn aside and go a different way. The wicked men aren't that wise. They're foolish, and they lay their own net for themselves, and we'll see that reinforced later on. The first thing that we need to look at is the phrase "in vain." This is the same word used in verse 11 for the phrase "without cause." Verse 11 said, "If they say, 'Come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us work privily for the innocent without cause.'" They didn't have a plausible reason for going after these people. This wasn't self-defense. It wasn't even retribution. This was purely for no reason at all, other than the bloodlust and the indulgence of their own carnal pleasures. This reveals a deeper component to this. When they're laying their traps for the innocent traveler, they're at the same time, simultaneously, laying a trap for themselves. But the difference is that they see that they are, and they have a full knowledge of it. Their bloodlust and carnal pleasures will be fulfilled, but they'll be mainly fulfilled on themselves. Their foolishness blinds them to what they're actually doing. The next phrase is a net. In the Amplified Bible, it's translated as baited net. The bird wouldn't fly into a net for no reason. There would have to be some enticement. There would have to be some type of bait luring them in. The same holds true for the wicked men. But they were laying their own bait for the influence of the devil. The devil knew what would get them to fall into his trap. He knew what their desires were, so he used that information against them. This shows just how evil and despicable of an enemy we face. Not only does he continually attempt to trap men, but he has them make their own trap to fall into. He ensnares men in their own devices. He's not making the traps, the wicked men are, and the devil just uses them for his own use. He lets you be the captain of your own destiny. He lets you steer the ship, but everything you do, he uses against you to bring about your own destruction. He twists your will, he exploits your desires, and he inverts your inclinations. Just like with the law, when dealing with the devil, anything you say or do can and will be used against you. You can bet on that. The net is spread. The wicked are spreading it themselves. They know it's there. They know what it is. They even know why it's there. But yet they mindlessly and foolishly proceed with their task. They see the effect of their way of life. They see other foolish people get caught in their nets, squandering their lives away in crime and mischief as they try to gain the whole world while they lose their soul. That's the price of this life, and they all intuitively know it. But to not have to face that fact, they tune out those faults and continue spreading the net wider and wider, giving themselves less and less of a chance of escape as time goes on. Psalm 9 verses 15 to 16 tell us, "The heathen are sunk down in the pit which they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands." Selah. The wording in these verses is important. In verse 15, it said, they made, they hid. It didn't say that the devil made or the devil hid. It was the man's own deeds that brought about his own destruction. Verse 16 said, the work of his own hands. It didn't say the work of the devil's hands. What this reveals to us is that the devil is just using the materials that we give him. He may inspire the work of the wicked, but he's not doing the work himself. He's using them to do his dirty work. The reason why this happens is because it's the manifestation of an eternal biblical principle that works when applied, no matter who it is that's using it. That's the law of sowing and reaping. If we sow wickedness, evil, and death, that's what we'll reap. In the same way as Matthew 26 and 52 tells us, "Then said Jesus unto him, Put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword." If you live a life of crime, that lifestyle will be the same thing that brings about your demise. It's as simple as that. You get out what you put in. They live for the devil uses and destroys them, and then they die by the devil. Proverbs 7 and 23 says, "Till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life." The wicked, being so foolish as they are, so devoid of wisdom, as they lay their nets in front of them, even as they watch their companions fall in their own nets, even as they see destruction come upon the people they've joined with, still don't see that the net that they lay out is for their own life. They may think it's for others, but it's really for them. They're blind to it, which isn't surprising seeing who it is that they're serving. 2 Corinthians 4 and 4 says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." The devil blinds them to the danger of their own actions. He has them rush to evil, to have no time to think it through, to not foresee any of the results of their present behavior. They don't give any thought to what they'll reap from what they're sowing, so they're caught unaware in their own net. 1 Timothy 6 and 10 says, "But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." The wicked men who join the highway robbers for the grandiose promises of wealth and treasures fall for their enticements. They lay the snare and they fall prey to it. The birds aren't that foolish. No bird would ever do that, because God watches over the birds. But if we, unlike the birds, remove ourselves from God's protection, declaring our independence and going our own way down a dark, dangerous path, we open ourselves up to such a foolish demise. The futility is clear to anyone with a wise, discerning mind. It's foolish to create the device that will eventually ensnare you and bring about your end, but yet they do it anyway, wanting to gain the whole world, not caring if they lose their soul. Today, because we have Jesus, we can rejoice because the Lord protects us from these dangers. Psalm 91 verses 3 to 4 say, "Surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler." Let's close in prayer. Lord, today we thank you for your word and your protection. And Lord, today we ask for the wisdom and the discernment to see the lies and the deceptions and all the enticements of the enemy for what they really are. Lord, we thank you that we don't have to be foolish, that we don't have to fall prey to a net of our own making. Lord, we thank you that you protect us from the snare of the fowler, that you cover us with your feathers, and that you hide us under your wings, that you are a shield and buckler. Lord, today we put our trust in you, we put our faith in you, we put our hope in you. And Lord, we put our assurance and our feeling of security with you. Lord, today we resist, we rebuke, and we stand against the plans and the purposes of the enemy. He will not succeed. And Lord, today we thank you for the victory that we have for you. Lord, we give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us today. Remember before you leave to hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, and remember to like and comment below. The wisest thing we can ever do is give our lives to Christ and be born again. If you want to have Jesus as a part of your life today, all you need to do is to invite him into your heart to be your personal Lord and Savior. You trust him that you're forgiven, and you choose to live for him who died for you. We'll see you next time as we continue to explore the treasury of Solomon and study the King's Word together.